friends. I'm Danielle Young.
And I'm Tyrone Young.
We're helping other people excel through conversations on the Word of God.
And no matter how hard life gets,
no matter how many mistakes we've made,
no matter how broken our lives seem to be,
we can have a new beginning if we put our faith in Jesus Christ. Good evening, everyone. I hope all is well with you and your family. We want to welcome you and thank you for joining us for this episode of A Dose of Hope right here on WWDB AM 860 on your dial or WWDBAM.com for internet listening, or you can download the WWDBAM app for your mobile device. Again, we thank you for tuning in to our broadcast. It is our hope that you feel inspired, encouraged, and motivated by our conversations on the Word of God and the music we play. Well, you know who it is. It is me. It is your sister. It is your friend. It's your girl. I am Danielle Young, the host of A Dose of Hope. And here with me is my amazing co-host. He's my best friend. He's my love. He's my guy. My husband, Tyrone. You want to greet the people, love?
Absolutely. Good evening, everyone. And thank you for joining us for another exciting edition of A Dose of Hope.
Yes, yes, husband. Well, lots going on in this season, right?
Mm-hmm.
First, let's talk about the weather. We're experiencing more fall-like weather, but that's to be expected.
Oh,
so
yeah.
No complaints. It's kind of crisp temperatures now, but, you know, in the past couple of days. But overall, I'd say it's pretty nice out. It gets warm, you know, about midday and comfortable. So we won't complain. We will never complain about the weather. We are grateful to God for every day He allows us to see. Now, husband, tell us what's happening in sports.
So in sports, the Eagles got another win this week, and the Sixers finally got a win. They're back on the winning side, and hopefully we can get Joel and Paul George back tomorrow night.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Go Eagles, go Sixers. We're rooting for our teams.
Yes.
Now, of course, we know the big ticket item, husband, is we are a week out from the general election that
yes.
will take place on November 5th.
Excited.
This is a big and important election that we hope everyone will exercise their right to vote. It's a right and it's a privilege. It's also a responsibility.
That's right.
You know, and many were able to vote early, which is, that's just so amazing.
Yes, it is.
They were able to put a mail-in ballot or drop off at one of the satellite offices, which is outstanding. I believe Philadelphia has about six or so satellite offices around where you can take your ballot, your completed ballot, and drop it off. So that's something newer. And I believe New Jersey has this something similar there. Our daughter, she lives in Jersey, and she was so excited to call us yesterday and tell us that she dropped off her ballot.
Yes.
So we're proud of you, Amy.
Yes, congratulations.
Good job, daughter.
Yes.
And in the surrounding counties, I know Delaware County offers something similar, and I'm sure the other counties do as well. So no excuses. You know,
That's
they're right. making it very easy for us to cast our ballots.
Amen.
So today is the last day for early voting. Today by 5 p.m. But here are your options moving forward. So mail and absentee deadlines are as follows. You can request a ballot by today at 5 p.m. Return the ballot by mail, but it has to be received by November 5th, no later by 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Or return the ballot in person on November 5th. Mm-hmm. So you can get your ballot, fill it in, you know, go and return it on November 5th. And then,
yes.
of course, our voting deadlines are in person. Those mail ballot voting, you can drop it off at, but it varies by location. Or, of course, in person, you can go on November 5th. I don't know what time the polls open, but I believe they stay open until 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go, make sure you go online, find out your polling place if you don't, your place to vote if you don't know. And this is important information, but we still have time. So we can stroll to the polls on November fit.
All right.
And we know that this is a presidential election year. We know that. Mm-hmm. If we didn't know it before, we see commercials and posters and phone garden signs. Yeah, all that. Texting and everything. We've seen it over the past month. Mm-hmm. The president and vice president will be elected. But in addition, we need to know this. All 435 seats in the United States House of Representatives and 34 of the 100 seats in the United States Senate will be contested.
Wow.
And so this is important that we know this information. And then the seats in the House of Representatives and Senate, this is to determine the membership of the 119th United States Congress. And there are 13 state and territorial governorships as well, and numerous other state and local elections going on all around you. Mm-hmm. And so it's important, my friends, to pay attention, get familiar with those who will be on the ballot, understand their platforms, and there is still time for you to get that information before Election Day through various websites, government websites, official websites. But as we pray, husband, you know our prayer is let the righteous take the seats. Yeah. All right, husband, it's time for this or that. You ready for it?
Yes, I'm excited.
Okay, all right. All drum roll.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Okay, you're going to work on that, aren't you?
We're going to work on it, yeah.
No, you're going to work on it. Okay, I got you. All right, our thought for the day is books or movies, okay? Books or movies. So we're going to do it a little differently. We're going to reverse it a little bit.
Okay.
You're going to say what you think I would prefer, and I will do likewise. I'm going to say what I think you would prefer.
Okay.
So I'll let you go first. Books or movies, what say ye? What do you think I prefer?
That's tough. I'm going to say books.
Good answer. Good answer. That is exactly 100% right. I am a book person. I have books all around, books everywhere. And now I keep them in my library on my Kindle because it was just hard to contain them all. But I do prefer a book. I like movies, but I prefer a book. All right. My turn.
Okay.
For you.
Yes.
I'm going to say 100%.
Yes.
Without question.
Yes, yes.
Movies.
Absolutely.
Okay, you don't even try to play me. You are definitely a movie buff, and I enjoy how you enjoy movies and characters. You know, I love how you can name the characters, and you know their names to who's playing whatever. That is amazing to me. Well, friends, we're going to get prepared to get back to our topic. We've been talking on the topic of emotions. We've been talking about that for the past a month or so. We've talked about joy. We've talked about anger. We've talked about fear. And today we're going to talk about jealousy. Mm. We're going to talk about what it is, where it comes from, and the harmful effects it has on us if we're not careful. But then we're going to go and see what God's word says about it. And so we're going to get into that after this next selection. Today is Double Play Tuesday, we know. So we're going to do two selections from one artist.
All right.
So stay with us. We'll be back.
This place, I will be done on earth as it is.
We are back, and you just heard Amen by Madison Ryan Ward. So as I mentioned earlier, we're still on the topic of emotions, and we know emotions are very much a part of us, right?
That's right.
You know, we talked about it. We get angry. We feel sad sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're, you know, full of joy. We're happy, what have you. And one thing we need to understand about emotions, husband, is that they're neither right or wrong.
Right.
You know, we have to be careful because oftentimes, you know, and, you know, I can remember as a child people saying things to me like, you shouldn't feel that way. Mm. Or, you know, you don't want to express that kind of emotion. Mm. But God gave us emotion as a way to do just that.
Yes, he did.
For us to vent or express the circumstances that we face in our lives. Mm-hmm. What makes all the difference, though, is when it comes to emotions, it's how we manage them.
Right.
Right. And so today we're talking about jealousy. Mm. Now tell us, husband, did you get that definition, the official definition of the term jealousy?
Yes. The Webster Dictionary says jealousy is a jealous disposition, attitude, or feeling.
Okay. Now it's interesting that they use the word in definition, the word jealous in the but okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So it's read it to us again.
A jealous disposition, attitude, or feeling.
Okay. All right. We'll go with that. Mm-hmm. And so as we stated earlier, we are emotional beings.
Yes, we are.
God placed them in us. Our emotions point us oftentimes in so many different directions, mm-hmm. you know, because at any given time, we can feel many emotions.
Sure.
Simultaneously. And these emotions affect our mood, our demeanor, and even our behavior. And as I said earlier, many of us have been taught from childhood that emotions were bad or negative. And so what ended up happening was we try to ignore them mm-hmm. in the hopes that eventually they'll go away. And today I've come to let you know they do not go anywhere.
That's right.
If we leave our emotions unchecked for too long, just like a pot of boiling water with a lid on it, if you don't attend to it, just like our emotions, the more we hide them with the pot, the hotter the water gets, enough steam will build up and it will lift that lid and some of that liquid will begin to spill over. And if we don't catch it in time, we could have quite the mess to clean up.
My God.
So we have to be careful not to allow our internal negative narrator. And I borrowed that term from Dr. Scott Glassman. He's a local psychologist
okay.
and wrote a whole book about a happier you. It's really good and interesting. But we, you know, we rehearse these negative thoughts about ourselves mm-hmm. and those around us because of those lies and negativity. And they have an impact on our expectations mm-hmm. that can dictate our behavior if we allow them to.
That's right.
So often the lies we tell ourselves become a continuing loop. You know, going around in our head. Mm-hmm. And it can rob us of that abundant life that God intended for us. We know the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come that yes. you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So Jesus describes Satan as the father of lies. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stress, the anxiety, and the negative responses to situations in our lives are a result of us believing the Satan's deceptions.
Sure.
We fed into it. You know, we have audience with him and we have to be careful. I was talking yesterday to one of my students about this very thing. And we often hear this expression, and I know you've heard it, the devil is a liar,
yeah.
right? And if we go way back in God, they was going to add on and a deceiver too, right?
Yeah,
so we know that Satan is a liar, but he's no ordinary liar. And I tell you all this all the time. He's good at it.
Yes, he is.
You know, he's mastered his craft.
He's
that's for sure.
Yes, he is.
His lies are believable. You know, I can recall my elders used to say he's a worthy opponent. He's a worthy opponent. And I'm not saying all this to glorify the devil. Not at all.
No.
We just come to encourage you to be careful not to let your guard down, especially not in this season.
That's right.
You know, because we've seen things go on that, you know, are really overwhelming, to say the least. But if we are familiar with the book of Job, we know the devil goes back and forth, waiting to pounce on some unsuspecting, vulnerable child of God. Mm. And Ephesians 6 warns us, it says this, therefore put on the full armor of God
yes.
so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground.
All right.
But here's the gift. We have Christ in us who combats any scheme or anything that the devil tries to play in our mind. So every time we revisit our past, this is important, because otherwise we're going to be held hostage by, we have to remember to see ourselves the way God sees us, that's covered right. by the blood of Jesus and forgiven.
Thank you, Jesus.
The song says, what can wash away our sins?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. And so we don't want to subject ourselves to the spirit of deception,
yes.
which is running rampant throughout the land.
Yes, it is.
We have to guard ourselves against negative self-talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Self-sabotage. What did we say? That negative internal narrator,
right.
or anything that is contrary to the word of God and his truth. Let's hear what 2 Corinthians 10:5 has to say. Do you have that for us?
I do. 2 Corinthians 10:5, and I'm coming from New Living Translation. It says, we destroy every proud obstacle that keeps people from knowing God. We capture their rebellious thoughts and teach them to obey Christ.
Excellent. Well, this is a good place to put a quarter in the meter and play another selection. And we know this is Double Play Tuesday, so the title of the next song is No Fear by our artist of the day, Madison Ryan Ward. Stay with us. We'll be back for the conclusion of the matter.
All the pressure in everyday life seems to get the best of me. I just gotta keep going forward. I get scared and I try to find my own way. I find myself running back to you. Running. And even though I can't see you, I feel you near. And I can hear you whisper softly in my ear. Have no fear, for I am with you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. Have no fear, I have redeemed you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Have no fear. All alone, figuring, wondering why I can feel so alone, even though I believe that you love me. Ooh, I get scared when I try to find my own way. I find myself running back to you.
We're back. So let's talk about the battle that goes on in our minds, that internal negative narrator that we mentioned earlier that we need to silence. Back in the day, I remember my nanny used to say, hush. Hush up all that noise. You know, that's what we need to tell the devil.
Yes.
Hush. You know, I reject you in the name of Jesus. Every time he sends those negative thoughts our way, we can come against it with the word of God.
Amen.
But we realize that that internal narrator, it had to come from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Our belief system is not innate. It wasn't born in us. It was created in us. We were born, we came in the world with this clear belief system,
mm-hmm.
but of course, as we begin to grow, we take in information from various sources, from our senses and our experiences, and we store these things inside of us. We begin to take these things personally, and at a very early age, we start to make positive and negative decisions. Okay, that's, you know, human growth and development. And
right.
we make declarations about ourselves and the world around us
yes.
based on what we're fed. So around the age of 7, and that's pretty young,
mm-hmm.
we have begun to filter our experiences, right?
right?
And put labels on them. And these labels sometimes are referred to as triggers. And that's when an individual begins to compare themselves with others.
Mm-hmm.
Or at 7 years old, such thoughts such as, is she prettier than me, you know, or is he more popular than me? 7 years old, mind you. Wow. And nowadays, it goes even further beyond that. Because these kids have all this technology and they got the Jordans and all this flashy things. And I'm not saying anything against that. But for the child who may not be as fortunate, imagine the struggle that they are facing, because all the other kids might have it, or some of my friends have it. Why don't I have it? Mom, can we get this? Can I get that? You know, and so all this stuff begins at an early age, around 7 or 8 years old. And so we keep accumulating evidence to prove that we're right, that something's there's a deficit inside of us. And that's just one of the lies that the devil tells us. Yeah. And so we begin to believe what we've been rehearsing down through the years. And it takes us up to adulthood. That stuff grows up in us if there's no positive reinforcement or if there is no intervention. So those negative thoughts about ourselves and the world around us, they get charged up and get power, almost like we when we charge our phones, you know, they get put on display for everyone to see. And so we have to be careful that we are not held hostage by the spirit of jealousy or envy. I remember back in the day, that expression "green with envy." Where did that originate from, love?
So that came from, it's believed to have originated from William Shakespeare's use of the color to represent jealousy in the play Othello.
All right. Interesting. Fun fact. Thank you for that. We have to get to the root of the matter, because our negative thoughts about ourselves and others can be detrimental to us and those we come in contact. And so often as adults, the things we sense, the things we feel, hear, and see might have nothing to do with what's going on at hand. You know, we're reacting or we're responding. Our response comes from emotional hurts from our past.
Yes.
You know, we're carrying around baggage.
Yes.
We were at a prayer breakfast on Saturday, and it was such a wonderful time, sisters coming together, encouraging one another, held by Pastor Crystal Lucky, and we were, the theme was Let It Go, and she played Erykah Badu's Bag Lady, and one of the things that I never paid attention to, it said pack light. You know, we can't carry all this stuff around, because it after a while, it begins to weigh on us, but we have to make sure that we are responding from what God has given us to know about ourselves, not the negative thoughts that the enemy gives us, such as I feel disregarded, disrespected, I feel disenfranchised or inadequate, I'm not supported or validated. Once a trigger is pushed, it can sometimes open floodgates, and it often starts right in our minds, right? When we rehearse negative thoughts such as no one cares about me, or I'm not as smart as my peers, I don't have as much, or the grass is greener, you know, on the other side. And if we allow jealousy to get control of our lives, it can be extremely unwieldy. Excuse me. It's like that mint that grows in your garden. A friend of mine, Reverend Yvette, she's excellent at gardening, and she tells me how when mint is growing in her garden, it starts as a very small plant, but after a while it begins to grow and spread and take control in her garden. Now, that's not a terrible thing if we're talking about mint, although it could be if it's choking out the life of other plants, right?
Right, right?
But when it comes to jealousy, it's not good at all. But here's the gift. Here's how we can combat that. Allow God to show you the triggers that have become rooted in your thought patterns. Pay attention to your triggers and replace them with the word of God.
Yes.
Let's go to the word real quick. Psalm 94 and 11. What does that say?
So Psalm 94 and 11, it says, the Lord knows people's thoughts. He knows they are worthless.
How about, thank you. Thank God for the word. Thank you for reading. Our thoughts are worthless. That's why we have to continuously renew our minds. And Psalm 51:10, what does that say?
So Psalm 51:10, that says, I'm going to the New Living Translation again. And it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, renew a loyal spirit within me.
Amen. Thank God for his word. And so we have to start seeing ourselves as God sees us. Stop believing the devil's lies. What you allow yourself to tolerate will dominate your thinking and ultimately your actions.
That's right.
But ask God to reveal to you if there is a lie that you are believing, as God begins to uncover the lies that the enemy has been feeding you. Here's what I encourage you to do. And we're about wrapping up. We're getting ready to wrap up. Repent and give it to God. Mm. Ask him to replace it with his truth.
Yes, Lord.
Because we know that God is good. He's merciful and he's kind. He wants to reveal himself to us more and more each day.
Mm-hmm.
He wants you to know your true identity in him. He wants you to know all the truths of his word. His word in Romans 12:2 lets us know.
Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect.
Amen. Thank God for his word. By changing the inner attitudes of our minds, we change the outer behavior. It begins to shift. There's a song that says, Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life.
My
and so we have to start prioritizing our time with God. List and celebrate what you are grateful for every day and stop comparing yourselves to others.
That's
you
right.
are unique,
That's
fearfully
right.
and wonderfully made. So run your race as God intended rather than trying to run someone else's.
Mm.
Well, beloved, that is our show for today. And as always, we thank you for joining us. We never want to leave without extending an invitation for you to accept Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. It's as easy as ABC. A, admit that you have done wrong. B, believe that Jesus died and rose for the forgiveness of your sins. And C, confess and choose to invite Jesus into your heart. And pray and ask the Lord to come and take the reins of your life. And if you do all these things, guess what, beloved? You are saved. And we encourage you to get connected with a Bible teaching, Bible believing, disciple making church where you can grow in community with other believers. We want to thank you again for joining us and our prayer for you as always.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Be blessed, be safe, be well. Take care, everybody.
Of this world, for every woman, man, boy, and girl, I pray we are blessed with God's grace, mercy, and peace. Peace, peace. May our God bless us with grace, mercy, and peace. Pray we receive that tonight and always find more room around God's feet where there is complete rest from the fears. We ought to rest tonight, every woman, man.